This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, weddings, especially summer weddings, bring to mind a scene that's so specific it's almost a cliche. The embossed invitation. The bouquets held by the young kids, the rice, the white tent, all following months of agonizing over every detail. But if you live in New York, where a catered meal of rubber chicken and maybe an asparagus could set you back a few hundred dollars per person, the quintessential wedding is a little different. It's a city hall wedding. You and your loved ones parade down to the municipal building, a huge skyscraper. You go through their metal detector, you buzz right through, and then you have a moment before a judge. It lasts no more than a moment. But Vincent Cunningham, a staff writer at The New Yorker, and his fiance just did it, and it's a memory. Well, let him tell you.
I grew up imagining a wedding that would happen at a church, certainly by a pastor or a priest or something like that. The scriptures that I had always heard about marriage would be like, you know, recited. You know, love is patient, love is kind, things like this.
I had not given much thought to what my wedding might be like.
That's Renee, my fiance.
I just knew that I didn't want it to be big.
I think in the end we got married at City Hall because we'd been engaged for a long time. Neither of us had the stamina to plan something on a grander scale, and we thought that we could make this a lot of fun.
And so that's, we went with that.
Yeah. So it's the day of our wedding. We are here early, and so it hasn't opened yet, but people are still like waiting in line.
We made it here.
Yeah.
We have a good spot in line.
Yeah. My mom's on her way. I'm like,
outside is this like crazy bustle of people, these like lawyers headed to the courts.
Yes, sir. You're looking for a bouquet.
Flower guy selling flowers and a bunch of photographers looking for clients. It's kind of a madhouse.
Oh, you need a wedding bouquet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it right here. I got a white one. I can make another color. I got calla lily.
Tracking her car right now. My mom's on her way. She's telling me she's in the car, but I want to make sure she gets there in time so that we can all go through the metal detectors together.
Says 11 minutes. This feels like a very modern wedding problem. Like, let me look on the map where.
And meanwhile, I'm thinking in the back of my head that I don't want to cry in a couple minutes when this actually happens.
I couldn't go to sleep. Renee fell asleep first.
Slept.
I was like, I don't think I really fell asleep until like 3:30. It's like.
To get married at City Hall is in some ways to acknowledge the fact that it really is a legal, contractual matter, right? It's totally not unique. Everybody's here to do the same thing that you're doing. Everybody is going to take a number in the same way that you are. So at the same time, it's very beautiful. It's very generic.
Now I'm just like really wondering why people choose to get married here as opposed to other ways. What was the decision like?
I think this is the simplest way.
The simplest way?
You know, we are foreigners. They're trying to adapt ourselves into like a different area, like a different culture. So, yeah, do something new, you know, different than what traditional people do all the time.
I mean, we're doing it sort of for practical reasons. He's health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of a formality. It wasn't meant to be something that was super special. It's just supposed to be paperwork, but it still does feel kind of special.
You know, now it allows us to figure out being as a family unit, so we really want to think about how to increase that family unit with either kids or more dogs.
That was the first thing I thought of with time. Sadie, our dog at home. And I'm like, well, now she'll have, you know, married parents.
Yeah, so.
So we've been friends for 16 years.
Yep. When Renee and I met, I found out very quickly, because I asked very quickly, that Renee had a boyfriend at the time. But I was always sort of trying. I kissed Renee once, I remember, on a subway platform, and she was like, "It's." She was like still dating someone. It was inappropriate, and her lips did not move. And it was just like we were friends, and it was just like, okay, that all right, fine. But you know what? I planted a seed that day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What is happening?
Fancy.
Oh, we're moving.
We're finally through the line, and we've got Renee's mother, my mother, Renee's brother, Renee's sister, and my daughter with us. And then at the end of the line, we're just, there's this metal detector.
They have like the airport magnetometers and stuff.
It's very TSA feeling, but you're in a dress and stilettos, or some people are wearing full-on gowns.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of an incongruous thing. I don't think many people think about getting checked for weapons on their wedding day. And then once you've given your ID and you've got this number, it's just the nicest DMV you've ever been in.
You know, it's like these sort of gold fixtures and big, portentous looking lights, but it's still like the display of, you know, A65, pick up your tab, you know.
And there's also like a lady telling us to.
I don't even know how to describe her. She commanded the room immediately.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, she's like half Catskills comedian, half like TSA agent.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rule number one, no contraband. Rule number two, no contraband. Rule number three,
no contraband.
And she's also clearly seen a knife.
Yeah.
She's like, also no more, like out of nowhere, she's like, no knives here, please.
Are we ready? Steady, go.
Oh, okay. Station line.
Station line. So we walk in, and there's a podium. At some point, the officiant just comes into the room.
It was these people's second.
Renee. Renee and Vincent.
Yeah.
All right. Come on up, you two. Are you guys exchanging wedding rings today?
We are.
All right. Bring your rings up, please.
Thank you.
Face each other. Okay.
And she tells us to face each other and hold hands.
We were just looking at one. I was just like, we're staring at one another.
Yeah.
We're just like in this death stare. As I suspected, while I'm holding Renee's hand and looking at her, I'm also feeling my eyes start to sting.
We are gathered here today for the wedding ceremony of Renee.
It was. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but it was sort of otherworldly.
Yeah.
I kind of blacked out.
I did too.
Let them speak now and forever hold their peace.
What is so striking to me is that everything else seems so different than other weddings I've been to. Then all of a sudden you're up there and you're hearing and saying these things that you've heard at every wedding. Suddenly you're a player in this thing that is very much like a form that you've seen before.
Renee, do you solemnly declare that you take Vincent to be your spouse?
I do.
Do you promise to love?
Sometimes I guess you get worried about what makes something sacred and important. And it's strange, like, you realize that so many of the forms that you think take to contribute to that, all of it, all the sort of veils and lace and all of it, at the bottom of it are these sets of like very simple promises.
Do you solemnly declare that you take Renee to be your spouse?
I do.
Do you promise to love, honor, cherish, and to keep for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Please place the ring on her finger as a symbol of your promise.
Because you tend to see any kind of ceremony or spectacle you tend to see from the outside in. You tend to think that the trappings of it are what give it its power. But standing in this room, you realize that the thing that there is a power in the thing itself. You know, deciding to partner yourself with someone for life, it really does kind of convince you, like, that is a tremendous thing.
Then by the power vested in me by the laws of the state of New York, I now pronounce you married. You may seal your vows with a kiss.
Vincent Cunningham, a staff writer at The New Yorker, and we just heard from his new wife, Renee Chung.